Blog Talk Radio.
Alasia, greetings and Hotep. Welcome to the Caregiver Room. You've got your Omega 7 live coming to you straight from my studio. I'd like to welcome each and every one of you and give you the greetings. Thank you so much for joining me this evening on our new series. We're talking about nature's remedies. Nature's remedies. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for joining us on this eve. We are talking about the things that we ought to be able to address, such as healing thyself. We're talking about holistically inclined things. We're talking about healthy lifestyles. And we're just basically looking at what's in our treasure chest that we can use to heal ourselves. We're going to be talking about welcoming the school of conscious consumers. That's right. Understanding that we have the ability to use conscious lifestyles and how do we become conscious. We're going to be talking about the things that we ought to be doing to advance our consciousness. And we're going to be expounding upon that in just a second. And we'd like to ask you to lock that dial in at 646-478-07. Once again, 646-478-0270. Lock that dial in and keep it right there, little G. I need to have a drum roll. Somebody get me a drum roll so I can bring in this program properly. All right. Have our drum roll. Welcome to Here to Be Room. I'll be back at you and I'll meet you in the atmosphere. Thank you for joining me. Joining the Care to Read Room. You've got your Omega 7 here. I am your Empress. I am your Muliwa. I am your advocate. And I am here to serve you. Whatever you like, I'm here to serve you. I am your servant. That's right, ladies and gentlemen. Being your advocate means I must advocate on behalf of issues as well. I have an issue to report to you, and we'll be reporting issues periodically of things that we're trying to advocate. I was just reading on one of the websites talking about South Africa and the problems that are going on there with some of the workers working in the mines, working in the Lomon mines, for example. Groups of people are protesting there because the wages are so low that the workers can't feed their family. And they're making one of the richest metals in the world, platinum, ladies and gentlemen. These workers are producing platinum. South Africa is by far one of the richest continents on this earth, and they can't pay their workers well. Their workers are protesting and asking us to align ourselves with them to give a voice to their words. So I wrote an article today and gave voice to their words and lobbied with them as they petitioned for more increase. And little did I know, later on, they were given an audience and they were also given that increase that they cried out about. That means that we have to get out and advocate for things and increase our voices so that we can help other people lift up their voices when there are issues that need to be raised. Why don't you go out and raise an issue today that will support a group of people? We have to understand that Africa needs our support, and we do have little Africa right here in our United States of America. However, but we need to tend to Mother Africa, because Mother Africa has issues all over it, and South Africa is currently going through one, and you have to watch that and monitor it. Monitor it and pledge to give your voice and support. I want to thank you for that bit of information and that time that we spent on that, and I want to say that you must advocate on behalf of issues, too, and be an actual advocate. Our topic today, as I said, we're talking about conscious attitudes and conscious behavior, but I want to bid you to go over to the throne of grace as we go over and we purify ourselves and we get ready to pour libations to our ancestors. We are not worshiping ancestors in this room. We are paying homage to them, and it's very important that we keep up with the dead. It is up to the living to keep up with the dead. And we would be a damn fool if we didn't acknowledge who our ancestors were. We would be out of our mind. So therefore, I have to stop to pay homage to the Almighty, to Lamare, the higher king, the higher force, and that is God. As we pour libations to our Father Spirit and our Mother Spirit, I pour libations to my Mother Spirit, Yamanja, and I say Ashe. I pour libation to my Father Spirit, and I say Ashe, Obatala, Ashe. I pour libation to my spiritual mother, Clara Jenkins, and I say Ashe. I pour libations to my father, Spirit Robert Jenkins, Ashe. I look to the east and the west, and I pour libations to Oladunamare, the father of this earth, the king of this earth, Ashe. I call on the ancestors and ask them to allow me to stand on their shoulders. I greet them one by one. I call on my mother spirit, her side of the family, Esalie Pope, Clara Mae Jenkins, Ruby, Lily, Eugene Lily. I call on my father's side of spirit, Robert Lily, Edward Lily. And I call on the forces to be, and our heroes and sheroes, will they please be present here today? Shekez Dia, John Henry Clark, Dr. Martin Luther King, and Sweet Coretta King, will you please come and sit with us and be amongst us? And we do acknowledge you and know that we stand on your shoulders and ask that you will allow us to be able to invite your spirit into this place today. As we bow our heads and humble our hearts, we say, Lord, let the meditation of our hearts and the message in our mouth be acceptable today. Oh, Lord, you are our strength and you are our redeemer. And on thee do we wait and on thee do we proceed for help. Guide us on the path, not on the path of the unrighteous one, but on the path of the one that is going the straight and narrow. Father, we thank you that every household represented here today, that you will give them the desires of their heart, and you will mend their broken heart. Ifah will mend their broken heart. Amen. As we go into our lesson today, consciousness. What is consciousness and what does it mean? How do you have consciousness and what political consciousness will make you correct? For the African, the only question to be here today is to be or not to be African. That is a conscious concept that Africans have to consider. We have to consider the fact that we ought to be ourselves and having conscious information about who we are. For example, knowing the pulse and the temperature of the people and the problems that beset us that are in nature indicative to our own community, in our own families. We ought to be conscious about what the pulse is. We ought to take the temperature of our community and know what's genuinely ours. For example, ladies and gentlemen, we have to know that a lot of things that we are running after are Eurocentric philosophies, and they're not of our custom or tradition, but we are to know what our traditional customs are. And we are not to understand that we're only going to worship and have festivities only on the months that we've been given, such as February or the month of January, Dr. Martin Luther King's Day, or Kwanzaa, the 7 days that they give us out of the month. We ought to have festivities throughout the year, and that means bringing in festivities to bring in the economics and to circulate that dollar in our community more than one time. If we created festivities, ladies and gentlemen, that were our own kind, festivities such as praise and worshiping of our ancestors, all Orishas, if we acknowledge them, their colors, their days of the week, their essence, and if we gave festivities to each and every one of them, there would be something to celebrate 7 days a week. Therefore, we could put a dollar back in each of our community's houses, and we could circulate that finance right in our own community. Why would one want to celebrate? This is how one creates wealth in their nation, to have celebration, to sell the garments, the cloth, and the clothing, to be able to patronize one another's resources, to be able to buy from one another and sell to one another. And we were told that we would borrow, we would lend and not borrow. But why are the Africans always on the lower end of the totem pole? We're always found wanting, and we're always the one in need. It's because we're not properly distributing our resources. And when we properly distribute our resources, ladies and gentlemen, that means that we will barter against ourselves. We should not have to take out loans outside of our families, but we are. That's because we don't have a stockpile of wealth built up. But conscious thinking has to come, ladies and gentlemen. We have to be conscious-minded about what is really going on in our communities. Why are so many of our children not growing up to full expectancy? Why are so many of our people going into the penal institution? And these catastrophic prisons are housed with large percentages of minorities. And we are not the least bit curious as what is going on. Think back. Think back now. Become conscious. When the slavery ended, one of the things that went forth in the black laws was you could not incarcerate a person any longer and enslave them except under one condition. When that slave was, when that person was indubitably convicted of a crime, then they could be placed back into slavery. Ladies and gentlemen, I am here to tell you that that law is still back on the book now. It has not gone anywhere. Slavery is still alive and well. But in order for us to debunk this whole concept, we must think clearer and conscious, more mindedly now, that we understand what is happening. Our people are going into slavery right before our very eyes. These prisons have become a marketable place, a business ground to house and warehouse our young children under first offense and being tried like an adult, falsely, I might add. Now, why is it that the Native Americans could create their own creed and become a nation? We're the first Asiatic people on this earth. We did bring forth reasoning and socialization. I'm sure somewhere our ancestors left us, if we're conscious, a creed to govern our lives by. Now, the Native Americans are like the Germans when you're in their country. The Germans won't deal with you. They'll take you to them, and they will deal with you. And this is what happens to those that call themselves a nation. Those Native Americans are brought to them because the Americans cannot reside over them. The same thing we ought to be looking at for the African Americans. Why can't we govern our own people and our own households and make the decision to determine what is good conduct and what is not? Some people are acting outside of good conduct, and they are incarcerating people falsely. And some people are going to prison under misnomers because they don't have proper representation. Now, if we're thinking conscious, and if we're coming up on the 2012, December the 21st year, that brings in a new concept, we ought to be thinking consciously and clearly about how are we going to govern ourselves and socialize ourselves in this new millennium. Will we continue to go on allowing large numbers of our young black men to be incarcerated, or will we use a new concept to govern them by? Moses did it. Moses came forth to govern his own people. I wonder if we got any Moses in the house. Will the real Moses stand up and come forward? Because that is what's being called upon today, ladies and gentlemen. You ought to hear it in your spirit that there is a need, not just for another leader, but for someone to rise up and to step out and to come forward, to bring forth a new conscious-minded concept. That's what this new world order is all about. It's nothing about the world coming to an end. It's a new concept that's consciously prevailing our minds that's coming forth. And it can come from the mouths of a babe. I'm waiting for someone to step forward and bring a conscious concept to the people about what's fair and decent and in order. Because what is prevailing now is not fair, and it's not decent, and it's not in order. So therefore, the very nature and the very atmosphere will provide what it is we need. It will produce it out of the cries and the wilderness that cries out for a conscious concept. How can you be conscious, you say, Omi? What do I need to do to be conscious? You need to be awake. Because when you're anesthetized and you're asleep, you are not thinking clearly. And some of us are walking around sleepwalking and unconscious. But how do I wake up, you say, Elmi? What do I need to do? You need to be able to be shaken to the point of awakening you. And that's what these messages are going to be about these days, shaking you to prepare you to make that transition into the new world order, widely awake and not half asleep, not anesthetized, but widely awake and understanding. This doesn't make sense. What are we doing? How is it that we're going around the bushes and through the trees and we can't see the truth for the trees? Some of you go into these penal institutions and these courtrooms, and you know what goes on there. You're going around the bushes and through the trees, and you can't really name the thing or put your finger on what exactly is wrong. Because you know in your heart there is no trial law. There's no cross-examining. You're being told that you won't get to a trial, because if you get to a trial, you're going to be found guilty. So therefore, take the plea. There's a lot of us taking a plea today. That is not conscious-minded. Do not take the plea today. Go all the way on the issue if you feel you're right. And let the laws of inertia, the laws come forward to represent you. God himself will start interrupting these courtroom segments to bring forth a normal law and order, to cross-examine properly, and to give favor to where favor needs to be due. We have got to stop appeasing this court system and look at what's going wrong. This is a court system for the people. The people ought to be able to define what is decent and in order. And they ought to be able to define true, proper trial law. It's important that we understand that we are walking sleep. We're the living dead right now. But I want you to wake up out of your slumber. I want you to understand that people are being told all kinds of lies these days. That you can't creep, that you can't advance, that you can't make it. You're the lower socioeconomic class. You're the Rodney King group. You will never advance over a certain amount of dollar amount. You will never amount to anything. But I have to tell you that there were some promises made to us. And because we are the head and not the tail, we're the cornerstone. And we are the cornerstone that was rejected. We have to understand that we have already been called in predestined. It's conscious time, people. It is conscious time. Wake up. Your forefathers were kings and queens, and they forbid you to go to sleep at this time. They are hoping that you will become conscious and you will let your Akashic record lead you and guide you, and your consciousness will be the reason why you prevail in this new millennium. Do you want to be on top? Do you realize that 400 years have exhausted themselves? It is time for the end to become the beginning, for those on the bottom to come on top. After the bottom will come the top. After the wrong will become the right. We have to understand it is our time now. We have to get in position to be able to receive, and not only to be able to receive, to lead, and to lead consciously, not leading our people into darkness and blindness. Darkness and blindness, we have come out of. And through darkness and blindness, through the pitch of hell, we will begin to start to rise again. I'm going to see young men come forward, bold young men come forward who have a plan, a master plan, because we cannot make it to this new place called heaven unless we all make it together. The Africans do not believe that one of us will make it to heaven. They believe that we all make it to heaven. And if we are all going to make it to that place called heaven, and if heaven is in our subliminal mind, then let's clear our conscience so we can create our heaven right here on earth. I didn't say in the sweet by and by. Don't let nobody tell you that heaven is up in the sky. And don't let nobody feed you the lie that you are going to be held accountable to go to hell to burn, because you are in hell on a day-to-day basis, and you are judged on a day-to-day basis. And you must understand, your heart must be as light as a feather, and you must not be found wanting. It's very important that we understand that we create our lifestyle out of our own consciousness. If your consciousness is corrupted, then guess what? You have a foul lifestyle. It's important to have a clean conscience, a clear mind, knowing that you have not done harm to anyone before you lay down to go to sleep. Make sure you offer forgiveness and accept forgiveness, and make sure you are treating your brother right. It's important that you understand your brother is not always the same color that you are. He might not be found to be the same consciousness that you are, but you have to judge him accordingly to his heart. You have to understand that consciousness will lead you into having a plan. Those who are conscious are awake. Those who have a conscious understanding are living righteous. Those who are conscious are aware of what's going on in society. They're not asleep. They know which things are wrong and right. Those who are conscious are constantly building. They're developing for the future. Those who are conscious know that it's time now that we begin to start to put Africa back together. Mother Africa has been raped. We must go to her aid, and we must assist her. Those are our resources. Those are our diamonds. Those are our blood diamonds. We must go to the resources and find a way to get dual citizenship. We must find a way. If we're going to be the half-sister of America, we must find our other stepsister over in Africa and reconnect ourselves back together so that we can live off the resources of the land, because Mother Earth has made it plentiful. That is truly our Ile Ife over in Africa resides heaven, is flourishing with abundance. And we ought to not want for anything. If we're conscious, we know that that is where full substance is. Now, don't forget about the South. You don't all have to go to Africa just to find abundance. It's in the South, and it's laying the stored up for us, and the ancestors are beckoning us to come and revisit the South, reunite ourselves with the South, and find a way to have property, access to land, and to cattle, and to have our hands into living off the land. How many of you want heaven here on earth? Then you have to be conscious enough to know that you don't have to die and go to hell to receive heaven. Heaven can be right here. Conscious-minded people know that they are residing with their eyes open. They have an understanding that these things here that we're living from hand to mouth is not a conscious lifestyle. When you're living in abundance, you will lend and not borrow. You will reside and see a city and make the decision to purchase things, all this property that's being laid up. We could get our hands on it and buy it because it's our time now. And our time means that we are capable of financing ourselves. So how many of you want to go to that land where we can call ourselves free with milk and honey? Milk and honey resides right here today, ladies and gentlemen. But I know you worry about your children. You know, I know you worry about whether or not they're going to make it in the end time. But I'm here to tell you, we've already made it because it's at the end time now. You just have to get in position of leadership. I wonder how many of you want to be a leader. Don't fret none. Fret not your heart to be troubled. In these end times, take that cup to heal you and to guide you.
Every day, from the moment I wake, there are thoughts that stay on my mind. Is there really a way to keep faith?
Let it go.